Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." And so the Gospel of the Lord. The sign of Jonah is an apt one for our time. It's a story about the magnificence of God, who is not just a tribal God, but a God for all peoples. The story is a study of the marvelous, and it would be easy for us to disregard its true meaning by overemphasizing its tendency to exaggeration. Nineveh, in the place of modern city of Mosul, was actually a very small city. The belly of the whale becomes a pulpit from which Jonah recounts a number of quotations from the Psalms, especially Numbers 18 and 116. The water is the primal chaos. And even the sailors who dumped Jonah into the raging storm have come to understand that there is something special about this God who is chasing Jonah. They even offer sacrifice to him after they've dispatched Jonah. Sometimes a cartoon-like story makes it easier for us to set aside the exaggerations and get at the deeper meaning of the story. Jesus is challenging his Jewish listeners and challenging us to look more closely at our God, a God so wonderful that even the Gentiles, strangers, the outsiders, are impressed. Why, even the Queen of Sheba journeys from afar and is fascinated by God, whose wisdom is embodied in Solomon. This is a good time for us to appropriate this story to ourselves. Just how big is my God? Is this a God that all of us can take seriously? Isn't it time for us to set aside our small parochial view of things, our expanding knowledge of the cosmos, and a more informed view of the customs and variety of all peoples, offers us a good starting point to search out a God who is really Lord of all creation? Some people have called this a paradigm shift, kind of fancy word. The ideas and feelings and some of the customs with which we have measured God in the past no longer seem adequate. We need to discover God amid familiar truths and mysteries in a whole new way. We need to step back for a moment and regain a sacred perspective. If God is really the God of all peoples, then some of my political and economic assumptions need to be corrected. If this God is one of loving mercy, then some of my personal behavior seems out of step. And here I'm not referring to my sins. The solution there seems clear enough. No, I'm thinking of how some of my best gestures of service and love, and how these are simply too small. Jesus is telling the well-intended villagers in rather harsh tones that the sign that he offers is so much larger than they imagined. He leads them beyond just the expected good behavior before the divine presence. He would have them consider something greater than Jonah, wiser than Solomon. With his reference to the 3 days in the tomb, Jesus challenges his listeners to the unthinkable, that we might follow him through death into the fullness of life with the Father. We shouldn't rush to do this. Sometimes religious people jump at the first idea that comes along and present it as a certitude. What's really necessary is that we adapt ourselves to the mystery and patiently learn its deeper meaning. The peoples and the world are learning to know that we're learning to know our infinitely more complicated and more beautiful than we had first imagined. The setting of this world is vast and is expanding beyond our comprehension at each moment. But most important of all, when we grasp at quick solutions and cling to the tried and true patterns of our personal experience, we really underestimate ourselves and what we're being called to become by a generous, mysterious, and loving God. Our condition is that of Jonah. And as we cry out from the belly of the whale and find a voice that will lead to the full realization of God's call for each one of us and God's promise, the resurrection of Jesus is taking place at all times in the church, the body of Christ. This gospel leads us to embrace the full possibilities of God's call for each one of us. Now is the time. Rise up and know your God. Enter into the kingdom of our Savior's love.